Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same though. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hey people, what's happening? We back at it again, another Sunday fun day. I am the new Miss Lovely Black. Welcome my awesome sauce co-host Mo Beans. What's happening?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? I'm ready for just an awesome show, man. I'm on my Colin Cowherd again today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just ready to get, man. Shout out to the people out there listening. Let's do it, man. Roll something up, light something up, and kick it, man. Let's get into it.
All right, man. Listen, shout out Kudos to our top five. For the first time in three years, Canada has been dropped down to the number five spot, okay? Salute to United States coming in at number one. We do have the UK coming in very strong at number two. Australia coming in at number 3, Mexico number 4, and Canada number 5. Those numbers are growing. Thank you very much for showing love. Thank you for tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend that we added again every Sunday night, 9 p.m. We love you guys. And everybody else that's tuning in that don't make it to the top 5, keep telling somebody to tune in and come up that list, all right? Let's get you on the map, man. I was excited. I was like, Canada number 5? Wow. And it's not that their numbers are dropping. It's just that everybody else's numbers are rising. So, man, salute to you guys, man. We really appreciate everything that you guys do to keep us afloat and keep us going. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to entertain you and give you knowledge, and you get to love the duo that we have here. And the shows and the topics. So, hi, thank you.
Yeah, shout out.
So,
man.
Oh, yeah,
shout
Mo, we got a new flyer. It's time to retire the flyer that we have. So,
okay,
we're coming hopefully by next week. We'll have a new flyer. So, I need a new picture,
you know,
Mo,
what?
Since you said.
And this, all right, I'm gonna get you a new. You know, I got 1,000 pictures of myself in that type of way. I mean, I don't want to shout out like my vanity or nothing like that, but yeah, that's like my go-to pose or whatever. So, yeah, definitely. I'm gonna shoot you another one. And
yeah, shoot that over to me tonight.
Yeah,
I got my photo shoot in, and the pictures actually came out great, but I had to wait until I got a photo shoot to where I had some, you know, other type of pictures other than eye candy, and this one I actually did some different kind of ones. Did some different kind of pictures or whatever to do some promotions and things because I got a couple projects coming. So yeah, I was really excited, man. It was a lot of great pictures in this shoot, and it was amazing. I love my photographer.
That's what's up. Y'all got a chemistry. Y'all got a vibe. Y'all got a vibe, man.
Yeah, man. We work good together, man. It's just absolutely amazing.
Got to keep good people around you.
Yeah, so this week I'm working on a new flyer. You know, it's time to retire this one. This was a good one, but it's time to move on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and what's cool about it, too, we can always bring the throwbacks back, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
cool.
Like, I had the purple and black one that was done. And it was okay, but it wasn't like to my.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all that. So we really, that one was really short lived, and I think we went back to this one.
Yeah. Like this one, the one that's up now is a classic. You know what I'm saying? That'll always be a classic, in my opinion. But
That purple and black one, I don't even know if I used it for 20 shows.
But
that,
you know,
wasn't,
that's
really
what it is. It's trial and error. It's trial and error.
Yeah, it wasn't really it. I just chopped the L for that one.
Okay. And that's what's good when you can just, you know, admit like, all right, that was, we probably could have came a little tougher. You know what I'm saying? But that's dope, God. I mean, it's trial and error.
It's
that's
all good.
You know what I'm saying?
It didn't move my spirit. It wasn't in my
It didn't really move mine either. All right, cool. You're on the same page. Great minds thinking.
So one of the projects that I have been working on that I really haven't really told anybody about, but, you know, we family here, so I drop all the news first right here. So one of the things that I have been working out is, you know, doing my mentorship. So I mentor, you know, girls now on a regular basis, and, you know, we can jump in and have these conversations, and I see something going on. You know, we have these conversations, and I do it with quite a few people behind the scenes, and I don't really put it out in the public because that's none of their business. If they speak on it in the public, then, you know, it's all good, but I really just kind of do my own thing. And so one of the things that I have been working on is to be able to speak publicly to troubled women, you know what I'm saying, and going into the jail system and the prison system to speak to women that have, you know, taken the wrong toll, or they can, like, take a class to get the charges expunged and dropped. So that was one thing that I actually, as a passion that I had for some time now, and I have been working very slowly on getting to where I needed to be. Let's see, by June, okay. So by the middle of June, I will actually be a certified life coach. And I'm just super duper happy about that.
Congratulations.
winding that down.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was just something
that.
Like
in our community.
Yeah, like, you know, it was just something
it,
that I was
you hear so much, not to cut you off or anything like that, but, you know, what you said was some good stuff. I just want to, you know, give you my take on it. So, because we have so many, you know, black male support groups and stuff like that for troubled black males. You know what I'm saying? Like we do. And I just try to, you know, lead by example and everything. But I like how you're getting down in the trenches. But we need this more for females. You know what I'm saying? Like females
right.
need it. You hear about the black males all the time, but the black females too. You know what I'm saying? It's... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they, you know, so that's commendable.
Yeah, I've
so,
been going
definitely.
Hard behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? And I got two more courses to take, and they'll be done. And the second one I actually just picked up, but it just really made me go harder just to really solidify what it is that I'm doing. But it just sounds really good. You know, certified life coach.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
and
learning
it's so
is—it's never too late to learn. It's yeah. never too late to say I'm going to start now. You know, anybody that's looking at the position that I'm in can say 10,000 times, "Oh, I can do that if I was given the chance," or "I can do that if." No, you can. It's no if to it. You know, anybody
yeah,
can
just
do what
do
I'm
it.
Doing.
Like
it's,
nice.
It got to be within you. You know what I'm saying? You got to really want yeah. more for yourself in order to better yourself and to benefit. So, you know, my
bad.
Mom went back to school in her 30s and got a master's degree, you know. So
yeah,
anybody
so
can do it, you know. If I'm doing it, anybody can do it, and I urge you to follow your dreams. One thing that I've learned, I'm a lifetime student, and so I took a break from school. I was like, I'm not going back to school. And so the last time I was actually in school was 5 years ago, up until these classes that I started taking. Before these classes, it was like 5 years, and that was like the longest that I was like out of school or learning anything. And I was just like, I felt like I was burnt out at that time, but it was just that I had to change my direction and what I was going and what I was learning. And sometimes you go take something, and it doesn't mean that you're going to follow that career path. It just means that it's going to be something out of that stuff that you need to learn. So me going to school for my medical background, that actually boosted me in holistic. I'm in the holistic realm because I realized that, you know, Eastern medicine – basically, they don't have cures. They actually come up with, you know, they come up with medicine to keep you in the system. And then that was something like, I was like, okay, well, what can I do to change the narrative on that? And that's how I became holistic. So you never know what your journey is going to be when you go get this knowledge, but go get it. Go pay for it. Go
yeah,
do what you got to do.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Like, it's
and this
is power.
Like completely paid for out of my pocket. I didn't get no financing. So when
yeah.
some people, you know,
well, you
sometimes you got to sit back. When people be like, well, I got to get this and I got to get that. I mean, there's plenty of certifications and diploma courses that you can take that you can pay for out your pocket
especially
if you really,
now.
Really want it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of free things is offered now, especially in the times that we're in. You know what I'm saying? So take advantage.
I don't know. I ain't getting nothing free yet, child. I'm looking. But
yeah.
I just feel like they give you more. You know, if you invest in yourself, like, you know, the things
yeah.
that's free just really, you know, not sometimes it's not worth it. So you have to really invest
yeah, no,
in yourself,
true.
And like
true.
This whole
true.
Thing, like I'm doing this show, you know, I'm fronting my photo shoots, I'm taking care of the kids, I'm, you know, completely redoing my house. I brought everything in this house over from scratch. I'm actually going, you know, to get the last couple of pieces to go in here, the last couple big pieces to go in here this week. Actually, like, you know, I just be focused, and so sometimes. When I come on this show, it gives me life, you know, to talk to you and, you know, be
yeah,
here with
too.
Our listeners and do this show because sometimes I'd be completely depleted coming in here. But I just
yeah.
gain the energy and the
out.
Momentum from nowhere when I get on this show, you know, just
yeah,
think
yeah,
like you working
yeah.
and I'm doing, you know, my job, I do 10 hours a day. So sometimes they'll run me 3 days back to back at 10 hours. If I get off at 11, I got to be back in at 9 in the morning, and you know I'm not going straight to sleep when I get off at 11, so I might go to sleep around 1 or 2. I got to get right back up and do it again and again and again. So sometimes I'm depleted. You know, I am the mastermind behind taking over the world, taking over my world. And they still have to be, you know, humanitarian and reach out to people, you know, because that's a part of me, you know, and still be able to help people and, you know, be able to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's something that I've been doing. And I feel like
that's
being, you know, having my certifications and having my paperwork would just make it that much more efficient for me.
And that backs you up, you know, like that's good.
Yeah,
that's,
and that's all that it matters, that it's on goal for me. Like, not anyone else. So, yeah, you know, I wanted to share that with you guys. Like, I got a couple more weeks. And the only reason I say a couple more weeks is because it's like 15 more hours, honestly, that I have to do. But I got a birthday party coming up this week and, you know, yada, yada. So I really can't overdo myself to, like, really, really go as hard as I want to, because I can knock it out in a week. But I can't, like, I don't have the capacity right now to go that hard. But you know, that was one of the projects. I got two more books, you know what I'm saying, in the chamber. They should be out August, you know.
Okay.
So that process is rolling.
What we could be expecting, like,
I actually will tell you guys, since I love you guys, I'm actually going to go ahead and drop Deranged Baby Mama 3, which is the last part of that series, and that shit gets so goddamn good. Oh, my God. It's like, it's a Lifetime movie, okay? I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. Like that one, that series, straight Lifetime Movie Network, okay? Like, I'm just telling you. And it's one book that I had actually did. And it was very short, you know what I'm saying? And people was complaining about how short it was. It's Born to Be a Trap Queen. And I only have one, but I actually went ahead and did a volume 2 for Born to Be a Trap Queen.
Born to Be a Trap Queen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, look.
That's one. Because every other book that I have almost, like, got a series to it. But that one, it's just one of those. So I'm going to go ahead and do two. And two gets real juicy. I don't know if a 3 is coming yet, you know, because once the editing team gets it, which is where the editing team gets that book actually in June. And so, you know, we may add on or we may just do a 3, but I might just leave that at a 2 because I just wanted to give them something else to
some
go
more,
along with.
Since
that
was kind of short.
The first one was so short. Yeah,
come back real.
So that's
real,
where we're going
real,
with
real
that.
Tough.
We're gonna go ahead and round those off so we can have that complete, and then I'll probably come out with a whole new series after that. Like,
oh, something new, just something brand new, just some old new shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably go brand new to something completely different. I have this idea, you know, and I'm working on it. I'm actually in the process. I've already started writing it. And this one goes a little bit deeper. This was what I was about to do, and then I, in the middle, you know, in a writer, things change. And then I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and drop these. Because this is already ready, and, you know, they're almost ready at that point. And I was like, let me finish these. So that's what got done. And then I got this one, and it's more so about manifestations and things like that. So, it's going to be totally different. That one's going to be totally different than I have.
Manifestations so,
and, you know, kind of like
so
self-help, believe in yourself. And, you know, it's going to have this one, that one is going to have, like, a couple of, like, short stories in it, you know. And it's just talking about overcoming, you know, your obstacles and overcoming the trials you have in life, things like that. So that's coming too.
But it's on
the table, so, you know.
And then this
epic photo shoot, I didn't do it this time because this photo shoot that I did is very different, guys. So the reason that this shoot is very different is because I've been embracing myself and my power more. So I wear head wraps when I go outside. My head is always wrapped up now, and I know that from, like, I want to say last year, towards like the beginning of last year, I already knew, like, that's the direction that I was going for myself. The spirit was already talking to me. So I actually rocked this entire photo shoot with my head wrap.
So what made you, you know, if you don't mind me asking, what made you feel the need to, like, when you go out, to have your hair wrapped up?
Well, it's a spiritual sense. You know, my hair, your hair is your power. whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that you feel, you
definitely
know, however
that
you rock your hair, whether it's bald or whatever, when most spiritual women that you see, especially, you know, when you see the African women, when you see, you know, the Arabs and so on and so forth, your hair is very intimate. It's something that you should not share. And the energy that comes in, like, you know, you pull someone's energy just by being around them. Also, you pull their energy from your hair and from sex. You know what I'm saying? So those are powerful aspects to be able to get, you know, into your space. So you're not having sex. You're not having soul ties with everybody, right? But you can still consume a lot of that energy through your hair. So you actually want to protect your hair and your power and your peace. And I've actually been on that. So, you know, each outfit I got a different head wrap on. I absolutely love the vibe. It was something completely different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the epic shoot. I actually have just about everything that I need for the epic shoot, but it's still, I'm waiting. I'm getting the outfit made. It's actually being made for me for the epic shoot. So if that's not, I think it's probably going to be the next one. So, yeah, I mean, I put a lot into the next photo shoot or this photo shoot that's coming that's gonna raise some eyebrows, and I'm pretty sure I might even get a text from you about that shoot. But
okay.
That one that's coming, it's gonna raise some eyebrows.
I'm feeling your connection with that photographer, man. Y'all got something, man. You know what I'm saying? So
So this photo shoot also was very different because I'm like, you know, at this point I start to think like, you know, what can I do to set myself aside from everybody else? So you're not gonna see me online twerking. That's what you're not gonna do because that's not what I am. My photography is my art.
Yeah,
my photography is my art.
You got a passion for that. That right is definitely.
You're not going to see me like what would make me different. So I think just even with this set that's coming out, it's gonna be different because I don't see too many females getting real sexy with their hair wrapped. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm just bringing my own flavor, my own twist. I've always been photogenic. It's just really finding the right person with the right chemistry, which I found with my photographer that I have now. We have such amazing chemistry on and off camera that I absolutely love it. So, you know, I get to do what I need to do. But this photo shoot right here, I like it. It's fire.
Yeah, all right.
I can't wait to show these.
I'm digging it.
Kings like that. So I think that. And what else the hell did I have going on? I finally got my exercise bike put together, so I'm excited about that.
Got that going.
After I get some of this stuff off my plate, I'm ready to just go in full force every day. I know me, so I have to go in at my pace. You know what I'm saying? But probably, like, starting next week, I'll be on it. I got a birthday party for the little one. He'll be 2. So his birthday party is coming up this weekend. Next week he'll be 2. So my plate just overrunneth right now.
That's what's up, man.
And I'm not complaining at all, but you know, I'm ready to get into my routines and things.
That's what's up.
Yep. How was your week? We spent a lot of time on my little.
Yeah, no, I was interested, man. Your week seemed like it was you know, enlightening. So, my week, I'm gonna call this week the beautiful struggle, and I say that with a smile on my face because, you know what I'm saying, the epidemic and all the stuff that's been going on, it's been a struggle, but you still got to find beauty in struggle. And I've been finding it, you know what I'm saying? I've been finding it. So things is clicking, man. Like, just, you know, like I said, just be on the lookout for, you know, for things I got coming up. You know, I like to, like, just let shit just rock out, you know what I'm saying, once I get to that level of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, want to talk it up too much. But you know, I got some things I'm working on too.
We're family.
And,
share.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool. Well, it's just some things I just got bubbling. I don't want to just talk about it just yet. You know what I'm saying? But just know that, like, things are connecting, man. It's like, you know, when things, and I'm a type of person too, because I think that's why me and hashtag happily married man. I think that's why me and my wife we click, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, things that I might not be strong in, she's strong, you know what I'm saying? Things I might be weaker in, put it like that. She's strong in, and the things that she's weaker in, I'm strong in, so it's a great compliment. But, I mean, how can I put, I mean, it's just manifesting. Things is just coming together, you know what I'm saying? And I just had to tell my wife, you know, don't fret on certain little stuff, you know what I'm saying? Things is going to click, you know what I'm saying? And just got to have faith. And, like, things are just happening. So all I just want to say is it's just a beautiful struggle. And I like the energy. I love the momentum that it seems like we're doing on the show, especially how you just said, all right, we're about to do a new, you know, flyer and everything like that. Got some things on what hopefully, you know, some new guests, you know what I'm saying, I've been trying to work on and build, like, little relationships with, you know, like, online. So I got some things that I really want to shoot out to a couple invites, and let's just see what happens. And, you know what I'm saying, and just had this show just grow. And then, you know, I want to get back into traveling more, too. So that's another thing. So I'm just kind of, like, analyzing that, you know what I'm saying, see what my next travel destination is. Whenever I do travel, I travel like an explorer, you know what I'm saying? I'm going there, you know, trying to, like, conquer in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just, you know, and then just business-wise, I feel like I'm just getting mature and just better, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just bossing up totally, you know what I'm saying? And I got a couple, like, long-term goals. And, you know, I think me and Smooth had talked about some stock shit, you know what I'm saying, like a few months back, and I'm finally in that mode where I'm about to, like, you know, go hard on that or whatever, because I've been kind of, you know, like how you was talking about how you took some classes, me and my wife had took some classes, and I kind of put it on the back burner for a second just to some other things have clicked, waiting for some other things to click, right. And they have clicked, so it's just about to be, you know, full force, man, and like I said, you got to ride the wave. You know what I'm saying? And I commend you, too. That's why I was just listening to everything that you were saying, because I feel that we're on the same level as, like, thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't get all caught up in, like, oh, you know, you got to be optimistic no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So when it's always going to be, like, when it's, like, some turbulence, it's always going to be an opportunity to cash in. You know what I'm saying? When it's bad times, I hate to say it, but it's just true. And, you know, I'm just ready to cash in. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's really it. Nothing like special. It's just, you know, things is good in over my way. You know what I'm saying? I just like where things is headed. So that was my week. Like I said, it was just a beautiful struggle. You know what I'm saying? Where things might have looked bleak in certain areas. Now I'm just seeing it's starting to blossom, and it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's just going right into, like, the you know, the new season. Of course, everybody outside with masks on, but it's still getting warmer slowly but surely, even though it's kind of crazy up here. Like, the weather is still, like, 60s where, you know what I'm saying, normally we would be in, like, the 70s on a consistent basis in May, especially going into June. So that's kind of weird. But, you know, I'm just – we just flowing over here. So that's – you know, that's it. That's my week, so to speak. So let's just build and get strong.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to get into this topic, though.
Oh, man. So you guys know. That's good. I love it when you guys work. You know, let me tell you this, too, because I was going to say that. But when you and your wife do things together, that's so amazing, and I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about, you know, building together and doing things together. And I love the way that you have your thing, she has her thing, but you guys can sit down and say, let's do these things together. And it's absolutely amazing. So I commend you guys
on
that.
Thank you.
Awesome sauce. So listen, so as you guys know, Kevin Gates is a rapper, he's a big time rapper, and
I don't, big time rapper though, he's more of a big time personality, I wouldn't say rapper, big time personality.
Yeah, I mean, no, Kevin Gates is a platinum rapper, platinum selling artist.
Okay, well put me on.
Yeah, Kevin Gates do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so Kevin Gates is this rapper,
right?
And he raps, you know, nasty lyrics talking about, you know, how he'll eat the pussy with the legs up, stick his finger in your butt, you know, he eat the booty, you know,
he's a very
really explicit rapper.
That's what I'm saying. he's a very interesting character to me. Like, I've never been a fan of his music, but just, like, I see his personality.
I love
like,
his music. Oh, my God, you're tripping.
Okay, okay. You put me
I
on.
Love his music, and he's very spiritual. So he's very intelligent. He's a street dude that actually turned rapper. He's very intelligent, a real gangster in real life. And so, you know, he make the good music that they want to hear, and these women, they all, all that good stuff, right? So him and his girl or somebody, I don't know if that was his girl, but him and a girl was in a sex tape. Now, granted, he just recording himself hitting her from the back, okay? Now, you know, this day and age, everybody going crazy. Oh, all that he talking about eating this and figuring the booty, and he ain't have damn figuring a booty. Like, he probably wasn't expecting this tape to get put out there. Let's start there. So he was
probably,
just recording himself hitting her from the back, long stroking her, right? He was long stroking her. He got some long wood, okay? You seen plenty of space, you seen plenty of pipe, all right? And so that shit make me really wonder, as all the women like, yeah, he okay. You know, it wasn't that big, and this, that, and the other. I'm like, what y'all women got here? Maybe that. Let's pause.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, let me tell you something.
On Twitter, he was getting dragged. I mean, look, I'm not one to get on, you know what I'm saying, to go with the, you know, like I said, like going with the mentions and stuff like that, but I saw he was trending like a couple nights. I guess that's when the sex tape came out.
Like, these women was just, listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to say this. So when I finally do break down and have sex with someone, the one thing that I hear across the board, man, I ain't going to lie, you sure got some good pussy. So I always say to myself, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you know, what you supposed to have? So you would think a woman of my stature who has done the things that I have done, my shit real tight, you know what I'm saying? So a woman that has done the things that I've done, I'm intact more than these motherfucking regular women out here. Is that what you're telling me? Because these hoes out here talking about he all right. Listen, to me that was long stroking. To me, he had old nice size penis. To me, he would just ran me all up through there. You know what I'm
but
saying?
You know what,
so for y'all to be talking about,
hold on, Black. We got a conversion. I gotta tell you something, Black. And like I said, I mean, I've been on this, but you know what I'm saying? As we talk, you know, we grow, you know, with this show. Look, man, sex is mental as well. Like it's like 50-50. Mentally and physically. So I say that to say this. I just told you, like, and this is me, like, I ain't judging dudes, you know what I'm saying? You know, no homo over here, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have an opinion on certain things, especially if I hear you talking about it. So the thing I just said was Kevin Gates. I was just like, you know what? I'm not a fan of his music. I've never, like, maybe a couple, like, little, he had, like, some remix thing with, like, a song with Lil' Kim. I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. And maybe one or two other things. But other than that, you know, I'm a music guy. I analyze music. That's all I do is listen to music a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? As I'm doing other things. So I never was, you know, like a fan. But like I said, like I told you before, I think he's got an interesting personality. Like to me, I could see him having his own podcast or, you know, because he's just got interest. He's a complex dude. Like you said, street dude, spiritual dude, intelligent guy. You know what I'm saying? Like he, you know, I start following him because of that. So anyway, my point being, but you was like, nah. As soon as I said that, you shut me all the way down. You was like, nah, I fuck with Kevin Gates. I listen to his music, and you've seen lyrics, him in the you know what I'm saying, the finger in the booty and all that other shit you was talking about as far as, like, what he was rhyming about, right? So that tells me that you got a mental attraction to this dude a little bit. So now, as you watch it, you're like, okay, Kevin Gates, like, I can see, all right, you know, like, okay, I see where you're coming from, because you got, like, an attraction to him. These other women, they might see it the way I saw it. Like, you know, of course, I'm like, no homo, but I'm just saying they might be like, I don't really fuck with his music, and then this and that, and you know what I'm saying? So that's the part. Like, so mentally, you kind of, like, tapped in, and that's the same thing I would say with, like, Tierra Marie, because, you know, when we was going over this topic, I was like, all right, what's some sex tapes that kind of, like, stood out? And me, Tierra Marie, it was always something about her that I like. Maybe it's like some Midwest, you know, of course, you know, I'm a Brooklyn representative now. I've been
I
Brooklyn
know you're not
years,
doing this.
But I'm a Cleveland
I
guy.
I know
you're
not
saying?
Doing this.
So Tierra Marie, maybe it's the Midwest. She's from Detroit. I'm originally from Cleveland. I just fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw her tape, I was like,
so you trying to say because you like Tierra Marie that garbage ass head she gave turned you on?
I'm trying to tell you, it's mentally 50. I think it's like 50-50 now when it comes to sex. It's like 50% physical, 50%
mental. I like Kim Kardashian, but that bitch
sex tape
was garbage.
We agree on that. It was trash, but I'm just trying to tell you. But look, when I was on Twitter, and I was like, why is Kevin Gates trending? And I'm just reading some of the comments. They was all just like, they was trashing him like it was like the Kim Kardashian tape. But you, like I said, you like, yeah.
Well, no. I didn't know. Wait a minute. No. You're not going to put that in my mouth. He did not turn up and show out. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Now, he did not do a good job.
I'm going to take it back. Okay.
It's
so
not about
that.
A good job.
Okay.
He was just recording himself stroking the pussy. That's it.
Oh, he didn't think
he was just
job.
In
okay.
it. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Dude,
he was just getting the
issue. Wait, hold on. But hold on. This is the thing, though. Why record it? Like, if you ain't gonna, like, show out, why are you recording it?
Because
like,
he probably recorded a whole bunch of shit, and that was just the one that got leaked from a hater. They like,
well,
okay,
to,
I got you.
To,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're recording
else,
with your people. It ain't got to be that you turning up every time you were. Okay, for instance. Okay, boom.
Yeah.
Prime example.
Okay.
When people go and look at my movies, right? Automatically,
yeah.
If I choose to deal, it happened to me twice. I done chose to deal with a person, and they just be in that bitch all turned up. And to me, that shit be super whack because I'm like, you done came and brought all this energy, and that shit was still whack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can't do that.
Like,
you can't hype
you done brought
yourself
all this
up
energy thinking that I'm going to give you the same energy that you seen on this tape. First of all, no.
You ain't in the mood.
No.
Yeah. I ain't getting
no
check. I ain't in the mood like that. What? You know what I'm saying? It's different variables. I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
If
but
you
turnip,
think
right?
I'm going to give you the same energy that you seen on that tape, no. Like, I got paid. More than likely, four digits to do what I did. And we sitting
yeah,
here
please.
On a talking basis in a relationship. You think I'm going to give you? No.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, even right now, right? Like, whoever you connected to, who you had the best sex with, y'all could be turning up. But that don't mean every single time y'all going to just turn up the unequivocal levels, especially if y'all done been messing around for a long time. It just don't happen like that. You know what I'm saying? It just
okay.
don't happen like that. So if I'm feeling you, like, you may get that work. But you,
yeah,
like, our
passion.
First time, between our one to five, to three times, you might not get no work. It's a big chance that if I even give it to you within the first to three times, you are not going to get anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so
I'm not even giving you
right?
head, okay? Like, that's just not it. Unless, like, it's something like I like you and you got a little swag. So I might, you know, I'll give you a little bit of head, but I ain't going to give you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going
to
get much from me off the one to three times. You're just not. So, when you know, if somebody got a tape and they leaked it, like, oh, well, she did porn. How the hell she like that? It all depends
okay.
on the moment.
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about
okay.
the size.
Because
I see a lot of women talking about his size. And I was like, so y'all mean to tell me that that's small? I'm trying to figure out what these bitches doing out here. Like, who are you fucking? Okay, like, please explain. Because to me, that was a good size. I don't know. Like, maybe I missed the memo. Maybe I got a little girl coochie now. I don't know. So I needed this to be explained to me why Kevin Gates' penis, they had such a big problem. Because to me, I seen nothing but penis. He was long stroking. That to me, that was like he was giving life. Okay, you saving lives out there. You throwing that pipe. He wasn't
good.
Putting the finger in the booty, doing all that. But understand, this day and age, people are unrealistic and they expect the world. If a sex tape with me ever leaked, okay, I just hope that whoever set me up goddamn get me good and drunk and be like, we...
so you're doing it.
Don't leak my mediocre shit. You know what I'm saying? I have my mediocre days, and if I ain't feeling him like that, he finna get some mediocre shit. And people don't understand it. People be like, oh, okay, they think it's finna go down. First of all, sir, you need to make sure that I really like you like that. Don't pressure me into having sex with you. Don't make it an issue. Now, if it's somebody that I really, really like, leak that sex tape, because I'm going to show out on him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, if it's somebody that I'm just, I do get my moments where I just do something just to do it. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm doing it just
passionate
to do it, it's gonna benefit me. I ain't finna let it benefit
and
you.
Again,
because you didn't, you, it's going to be strictly
look,
my benefit.
Black.
I don't care
black
about you.
I get into what I
what
just said. That's 50% mental. The ones that you said, if I really like you or whatever, you just made my point in a way. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
that's how hard I'm going to go. But they ain't got nothing to do
that's
with how it looks. The size is the size, Mo.
Yeah, true. So what I'm saying is this, though. But if you can work it, like, look, I love black women. You know what I'm saying? Just the different, the curves, everything about y'all. You know what I'm saying? I love black women. But some black women is thick. Some is slim thick. Some, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like nothing too slim. Like, you know, you got
to
have some curves.
He looked like he wasn't
trying
to hurt who he was giving.
Yeah, so what I'm,
okay,
I'm
so
just,
here's
it's,
the
it's
thing.
Different.
Here's what
it's
happened.
All about, it's all about angles.
Okay, so here's what happened. Here's the bottom line to what happened. There was a major gossip site, and she just was predominantly known for digging up dirt on people, right? And so somebody gave her a video of Kevin Gates and a girl that wasn't Drika having lunch together. That had just hit the media, and before it was able to flame out, they had to release something to take the drama down. You know what I'm saying? It was damage control. That's what happened here. So this is why the tape got leaked, to do
wait,
the damage
on
control.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Hold on, run that back. So, what happened?
So it's called damage control, right?
Okay.
Just like what we're doing in the United States right now. Like with this,
okay, yeah,
you know, pandemic
that they
yeah call it. It's damage control. So a couple of days ago, this blog site had paid for, well, I don't know if they paid or they got it, but somebody sent her a video of Kevin Gates meeting with another girl. She looked white or very, very red. And they was having lunch together, and the girl was commentating in the back. She was like, she just ran up on him and jumped on him and gave him a hug. And it's the video didn't show the hug, but it showed Kevin and the girl walking to sit down and have lunch. Now, granted, if you are out somewhere in public, people know you. So I don't know how he thought that was going to fly in public, but the tape showed, like, them leaving together as well, like they were an item.
Okay.
So this
okay
was not – it didn't blow up to be huge because it had just been released one day before the sex tape came out.
Okay. What that got to do with the sex
so
tape?
So the sex tape was damage control to divert everybody from what happened, but in the same time, they took that blog page down too. So Kevin Gates has been doing a lot to, you know what I'm saying, look for the world to look at him
like
as a family man and so on and so
married
forth. And
or is he?
He got caught.
I don't know. Is he married?
Yeah,
he's
married.
Or what? Oh, see,
yeah.
Okay, so he was saying that. So you saying the first thing was because he cheated on his wife or something like that, or he was out?
Yeah, well, he was
female
out. But see, his wife is super understanding, and like she said, when he cheat, he don't cheat on me. He cheat on himself. You know what I'm saying? And his wife was
a
virgin when they got together. So they've been together for years.
Oh,
so you always see him and his wife together. And that's just a society that we live in. Everybody's so nosy. When you see something, it's news. You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing because everybody
okay, so,
is picking
how,
up on.
How would you say the sex tape is damage control, though?
Because damage control takes your eyes off of one thing and put it on
something else. Like, oh shit, now he got a sex tape.
No, because the girl in the video is supposed to be his wife.
Okay. All right. Now, see,
that's not the same girl
point.
In the video. The video is supposed to be him and his wife. So this
see,
is like damage control. His wife is
now,
such a fucking genius, dog. It wouldn't surprise me if his wife leaked it. Because his wife is not leaving him. But at the end of the day, you don't want that pressure. You don't want all these motherfuckers being nosy. Everybody got an opinion already. So they do a damn good job of keeping their business out of the media. So basically, his wife probably was his wife's idea to say, put this video right here up. She probably picked it out, too. It was like, yeah, I'm going to let them drag your ass.
So how did the wife? It wasn't the performance that you would expect from his lyrics.
What
about his wife? Was his wife throwing it on him? Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see it. Was she
listen, that man had some pipe. Like, yeah, she was throwing it back, but she wouldn't, like that, the man got pipe. Like, listen, that's the point, Mo. I'm trying to figure out what these bitches taking if they was complaining about his side. You made my point.
Oh, my gosh. So I'll put that
the
on.
Man was giving a pipe.
It's funny. I got the dudes you like is Kevin Gates, Lil Boosie. I'm trying to think of some other ones, but them two coming up.
The nigga got a long dick. I don't know what to say. You know, I don't know if they summing it up. They got a long pipe, so I don't
like,
get the size issue. So what is you bitches taking out here? If that's a problem, I'm just sorry. Like, no wonder they tell me you got some good pussy all the time. Because these bitches out here really got some motherfucking dump trucks. If you was complaining about the size of Kevin Gates' penis, honey, you have a monster down there between them legs.
But you need to sit that thing down and rehabilitate it.
That's all I'm saying. They ain't got nothing to do with me liking his music. Like, if you see the video, she had ass. But he long-stroking her. So how can you not, like, he long-stroking her.
You like Kevin Gates.
They said,
you got a little crush on Kevin Gates.
His dick went all that. Where do you see that?
You got a little crush on Kevin Gates, so you don't, you taped it up.
But listen, I love Kevin. He's nobody that I would sleep with. I love him as a person. You know what I'm saying? As an artist.
Like that, but it seems like you kind of feel. You know what I'm saying? A little bit. But
no, I wouldn't sleep with him. Kevin Gates is like really, really red. I don't really that ain't my first choice or second.
Okay. All right, I got you on that.
You know, I like the dark skin and the tan.
Okay.
You know, the dark tans and things like that. So no, I like him as an artist or whoever. But I'm speaking on real shit. Like, go look up Kevin Gates' sex tape. He is long stroking her, and these bitches talking about that ain't no dick. Well, what do you want? I need to see what's on. Maybe that's why, you know. I need to see. But it's damage control to take everybody's attention off what hit the blog. And the blog was taken down. You know what I'm saying? So this is like her second time being knocked down. But she's like the one blog, like Shade Room. Shade Room would dish a little dirt, but she don't really Shade Room don't go after, like, what they're doing negative. You know what I'm saying? All the time. This particular blog was 90% of here's the juice and the drama on other people, to the point where some of the stories I'd be like, really? Y'all just really gonna do this? You know what I'm saying?
Reaching a little bit?
Yeah, no, but, like, nobody's perfect. So no matter what happened, it's like, okay, I got the real backstory. You know, they said that she be hacking in people's phones and things like that, and I don't know if it's true or not. I just know that she always had all of the negative dirt on people, and that's just the type of site it was, and she was taken down, and then the sex tape was released. So 1 + 1 = 2. You know, sometimes you're playing with the wrong people. That's just that on that.
Yeah, that's how Wendy Williams used to be in New York when she was on the radio. Now she like some talk show host that I never watched, but back in the day, she was probably like the originator of all this before social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wendy Williams used to get that dirt. And that's why her show used to be epic. You know what I'm saying? But I can't watch. I can't look at her, though. You know what I'm saying? But she was great on radio. But, yeah.
Yeah, like, at some point, like, you go and look and be like, what's next? But you take pride in putting somebody's dirty laundry out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a market for it.
It's
a market for it because, you know, they come and they watch.
I don't fuck with it, but people, People just want to see.
You know, it is what it is.
Drama.
But, you know, the whole sex tape was there. So here's the thing. Yeah. Out of all that being said, if you with your partner, y'all want to do sex takes, more and more people are actually doing sex takes with their partner.
Yeah.
Matter
yeah.
of fact.
Yeah.
You know, that's something like everybody want to. Back to most men want to be a porn star, but they can't because of their family. So they just record themselves doing it,
yeah.
so they can feel superior in that moment. You know, like that most
yeah.
men they want
yeah.
to be porn stars. They record it. I don't record myself having sex. Matter add that. I don't do that. So
yeah.
you ask me, no. So if a sex tape ever come out and I'm recorded, more than likely, like 100 times out of 10. They recorded it without me knowing. And then, okay, I'm filing suit. I want my money, all of the above, D. Because I don't record. I don't do the record. I think my last people I was with, I think we did one little video, and it was like two videos, and it was like maybe 5 seconds each. You know what I'm saying? And that was that. But just me shitting down, doing an actual tape, and, yeah, we don't do all that. Because it's so easy to be hacked. It's so easy for all of this shit to go on and for it to happen or whatever. It could have been, you know, somebody trying to retaliate or whatever. But, yeah, it was a tape because people was talking about him cheating and then all of a sudden it's the sex tape. So, you know, listen, if you record every tape that you make with your chick, it's not going to be you going all in, your partner. Man or woman, you're not going all in on every single session, and I just be wondering what.
Well, that's why I differ on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think if you don't record it, you want to record a moment. Like it should be like you. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a turn.
The moment for him could have been that feeling. Like if he look, what it looked like is, you know, he got the phone and he holding it up one side to the other. He can go and look at that video and be like, man, that shit felt so motherfucking good. Sometimes it's not about what you see. It's about what you feel.
That's true. That's definitely true.
He could have just looked at that shit and been like, man, that shit be feeling so good. Babe, that shit was
on
point. Remember when I was hitting that thing like that? Like, he was giving it to us sensually. He was giving it to us sensually. He wasn't giving it to her trying to break her back. He was giving it to her nice and sensually. Like, they just feel like you got the gun going here and break somebody back every time you get in it, and that's just not it.
Yeah,
and maybe
no,
that's why they didn't like the size of it, because
you
always
know
used somebody
that,
jumping in trying to break your back.
Wait,
it's not
on,
about
hold
that.
Hold on. That's what it looks like. I'm going to be honest. That's why I fuck with this generation that we at now. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the women now, they like the fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's all the ones. It's probably younger chicks. They used to fucking. Ain't no making love and having sex and all that shit no more. Chicks nowadays, they fuck. And I love that shit. Like, me personally, because that's what I like to do. I fuck. I don't make love. I don't fucking have sex. I fuck. And that's just the era we're in now. It's just like music changes. You know what I'm saying? It's like the style. I'm sure like in the 70s, it was a lot more sensual. You know what I'm saying? And then in the 80s, people was making love and shit like that. But now, so that's what it is. So maybe he probably wasn't fucking. And they're like, oh, this nigga making love. Oh, we don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a different era. You know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like to me. And it's kind of cool because I have no desire to see this sex tape, but it's cool with you talking about it because, you know, I'm getting energy just from hearing about it. I don't even have to see it. I probably don't ever want to see this tape. You know what I'm saying? But give me the play-by-play. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's like, well, I guess they like the fuck, you know, and maybe that's just me. Like if I'm listen, for me it's like the person that I'm with. If I'm with this person and I'm feeling you and we connected like that, when I get on that shit, I'm finna go ham. You know what I'm saying? But of course, that's not gonna be the first 1 to 3 times, as we said. And it's just going to have to be that person that I had that vibe with. Because, you know, I withdraw myself from sex at any time and just be like, fuck it. You got to have a vibe with somebody just to go all out and do all that. Like, you give it, you
now
know,
women,
you giving your
women
soul
now,
ties.
They can, you know, these women now, I'm saying, like, it's a different.
They even.
Now, they fuck just like dudes. Like, they don't give a little Kim change.
I know that he is.
And with every
see,
and now,
see, okay,
you
just made a very good
like,
point, Mo.
Yeah, that's what
I told you.
Life.
He's spiritual, right? He's
demon
very spiritual.
Demon time is in full effect. Demon time is.
Listen, he's very spiritual. That shit is about sensuality, man. That shit is about feeling it. That shit is about making your soul have an orgasm. It ain't about getting up and beating. Listen, I told you, I got one of my soulmates. Like he got a very big penis, you know, and it's good. But where it comes to be bad is because his ego that's attached with it, and then he like to fuck. Ain't no passion. We talked about this stuff, you know, a couple weeks ago. Ain't no passion in it. Ain't no nothing. He just wanna fuck.
Yeah, you gotta have some passion.
And I don't like that.
Fucking with the passion. Yeah. You can't just be fucking with
it. I don't like that.
You gotta.
So I'm not one of these chicks out here that like to fuck. I wanna feel some passion. I wanna, you know what I'm saying? I want it to be a reason. I need us to connect. If you get on me and all you wanna do is fuck.
That's the way.
That's what make it bad to me, man.
Yeah.
He never got that. And so he never know why it's so easy for me to leave him alone and, you know, dip out on him for months at a time.
That's what I said.
Because he don't have no passion. He didn't learn me.
Black,
he didn't learn me.
I'm trying to tell you, that's why I said you and Kevin Gates, you connect mentally. You might not be.
No, bro, stop trying to throw that man on me. What I'm saying is, I'm going to get me a dark-skinned brother that
you're going to get a dark-skinned Kevin Gates. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a
dark-skinned brother that can connect. Listen, learn her body. Like, or brown skin, you know, tan, whatever. Kevin Gates, red.
Yeah.
Dark-skinned people, listen, let me tell you something. When you connect with that person, it ain't got to be like you jumping in and beating it up, da-da-da-da-da-da, going ham. It's all about the feeling, like every inch, every centimeter, every micrometer of that penis should be felt with your stroke.
Wow.
Not a bullet train. You know what I'm saying? You know, a bullet, that should just fly in and then, boom, hit the bottom. Yeah, you hear that? Boom,
women,
hit the bottom. Uh-huh, boom. That's okay, every now and then,
they
want
to twerk with it. They just want to twerk on it.
Yeah,
every now
and then, okay, but listen, let me feel your soul. Like make my soul orgasm. That's where I'm at.
That's why I love music, because music gives off vibrations. It gives you, especially for black, that's why I love, you know, I'm so connected to my black culture. It's crazy, because being connected to music, you're connected to black culture. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love music so much, because it's a vibration. So if you just analyze and feel the vibrations, you see where we're at. Look at the music. It's all bouncy, fucking, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you would probably like the 70s. Or the 80s, you know what I'm saying? When people was making love.
Them bitches
the 90s,
were stalkers
was
back then. If you listen to that music, they talking about, bitch, you think you leaving and ain't going nowhere. Bitch, you think you lonely now, waiting till the night. You know, that shit was real deranged back in our day now. You know, the beat was slow, so you'd be like, bitch, I'm going to stalk your ass. And you throwing it in the right. Yeah, bitch, I'm going to stalk you. Bitch, you going to go crazy. Yeah, bitch, all that. And so that's why you had them stalkers and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Social media just made it easier to stop without being noticed. You ain't got to stand outside the boombox holding it on top of your head. Even though if a motherfucker wanted to get me back and they stood out in my parking lot with a goddamn old boombox on top of their head, calling my name, look, you won. You done took that shit back old school. You won. You know, everybody now.
Yeah,
their ego
is
so big, Mo. Their ego is too big to do the shit that really win real women over.
Stop
talking for a couple weeks, then go back. She going to miss the dick. Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not that person.
Nah, you made
you
a
can't win me
point,
like
though.
That.
Stalking, like back then, like that shit was because now you can,
easy.
You know, people just do it now. It's just like, it ain't no thing because people want
likes. They just changed the beat, Mo. Now it's like, twerk that ass, you know what I'm saying, da-da-da-da-da. Back then, they were still talking about it, but it was on a slow beat. I'm going to take my ass up and down, round and round. Same shit. Just the beats was different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to take you, I'm going to take all of you, all of your manhood down my throat. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to suck that dick like a real bitch. You know, back then, I'm going to take your manhood down my throat, I promise you I won't choke, bitch. You know, it's
the
same
only dude
shit
that
for
was
real.
All about, like, yeah, the only dude that I could just really think of that was like, nah, we fuck over here, and this is the vibration we sending out, was Two Live Crew. They was the only one, my man, Luke, Uncle Luke.
Luke,
down in Miami,
man. Yeah, Luke.
He was the only one that's been on that shit since
it
the 80s.
It was taboo. Uncle Luke paved the way for these bugs.
Yeah.
They were banned in the USA.
Yeah, he was talking about
that. Them crackers were like, no.
That's what we do down here. Look at it now. You know what I'm saying?
Look at him now. He's a fucking legend.
Yeah, he's a legend. I mean, he's the pioneer of that shit, so.
Look, I hated that shit when they took Uncle Luke off the beatbox. So that was my music. So at the end of the day, like, it was just something, whatever you know, jukebox, you know what I'm saying? Back then on TV, we didn't have BET and PH1. We had jukebox. And you could call in and request your song. You could call in and press a number for the song you want to hear. And you just keep watching it, and it'll just pop up, you know what I'm saying, on the thing. And then when Uncle Luke them got banned in the USA, they took Uncle Luke off. And you're like, what? Ain't no more. Mr. Horny.
None of that no more. That shit was
crazy. Yeah, they tried it. Yeah. And then they got motherfuckers. They got all these people out here now doing this bullshit. But I'm just saying, like, hypothetically speaking, like, it's a whole different. I can't get jiggy with it. I don't know what the fuck they see, but I can't get jiggy with this new generation. And maybe that's just why it is the way it is. Like, I'm not finna be. If we like that, then we're gonna turn up. But if we not like that, I'm not finna be doing all of that shit. I don't know what the hell that shit is.
You
might
just be going over and letting that dude just fuck on you like you ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? You got
I ain't finna be up here talking about one leg up. No, we ain't doing none of that. Bitch, don't touch my legs. I hold my own legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Yeah, like, you don't get to do what you want to do with me. Oh, put your dick in my mouth. Man, oh, my God. Bitch, that is a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, unless it's my people, like, for real, like, unless it's my people, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't care how long we've been talking. Like, I'm telling you, them 1 to 3 times, man, that be spread it out, that shit ain't going to be much of nothing. So, you're going to be like, man, yeah, she mediocre. You know what I'm saying? He say, I'm mediocre. He ain't get it that many times. And I'm okay with him saying I'm mediocre. I'm okay with that.
He wasn't worth it. He wasn't worth it.
Because he wasn't worth it. You're not worth his mouth. This shit creates stalkers, dog. Like, you understood my issues with my love life right now, with motherfuckers putting shit on me, so I don't. Man, listen. Boy, it's hard right now. So that, you know, the shit I got to go through to keep doing work, to combat this crazy motherfucker, to make him leave me alone, and all this other shit. Listen, you just don't get it. You can't just give it to anybody because everybody can't handle it. And I got children, and that's the one thing. The one thing you can do to guarantee that I don't talk to you no more is act stupid in front of my kids. If my kids in the house, anything, act stupid. You can guarantee that I'm not talking to you no more. Like, that's just that on that.
As you should.
So, you know,
people can't really
take that and handle that. Like, you know, I know, you know, I'm going for your soul if I put your penis in my mouth. So, you can't just go out there and be doing all that. But these women now, these days, they just like, that's a part of sex. You got to...
And they looking at all that shit. That shit
they turned it up.
They turned the fuck up. Like, that shit, they like, yo, what? You can't keep up. Like, what the fuck? This is what we did. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That shit. Man.
Talking about what? Ain't this what we supposed to do? Like, oh, I like him. Man, you done went and linked up with this bitch. She done sucked your dick, licked your balls, ate your ass, goddamn sucked your toes, goddamn made you come 3 times, and goddamn went home and got a continental breakfast, was leaving the hotel, and went home to my girl. I fucked the shit out of him. He loved me. Like, I don't know how they relate good sex to love. He can't stop fucking with me because I ate his ass. Well, guess what? All of you bitches did the same thing. May I remind you? So what makes you different than this bitch and how she ate ass? Like, I mean, I don't get it. Like, that's just a no go. Like,
yo, Megan. In the last three years,
there's only one man ass that I even went near.
That's the one man that I used to turn up with.
Like, he blocked. I ain't fucking with him no more. But that's the one man that I would turn up with, you know, whenever we did what we did, because we had that connection.
Y'all got so turned up, you had to block him. Wow, that's like, you know.
Yeah, that nigga done get on my nerves. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get what. And he wouldn't even let me eat his ass for real. Like, I get out of here, that man going on, man. That shit, I ain't even with it. Oh, man.
That's what's up, man.
He wasn't even really with it for real. That's why I I was trying because you wouldn't win it. Because if I go and get nasty with you, you better, bitch.
I know how you do.
Oh, man, no. He ain't even want me to do it. So, no, I'm not finna just be.
Closet.
Man, please. Point him out. Tell you that. Point him out. I'm going to show you a liar. Which ain't no shame in my game, but I ain't like, man, shit, you better go on around there to them bitches. And they the young bitches. That's why these niggas like these young chicks. They like the young girls because the young girls finna go turn up. You coming over here, listen, you coming over here, you going to get some dinner. We going to watch a movie and do that little five-minute thing and go sleep. We not that. We done. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be here hanging off no ceiling fan and goddamn doing setting on the head. Then you hit me from the back while I suck your balls and all that. Like, man, listen, no. You ain't getting that over here, so don't come to me talking about it.
Yo, that's what's up, man. This is real talk with the news.
Well, go
like,
ahead and jump
so,
on in the, to the chop up. I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, the last thing I will say to bring the topic to a close, is it taboo to record sex? I'm going to say nah. Like, you know, in this day and age with cell phones, everybody got a sex tape. That's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody probably has a sex tape. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to say that, leave it at that. Now, let's get into the world-famous chopper. So, you know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? Analyze stuff that happened during the week. And, you know what I'm saying? Let's chop it up. Let's talk about it. So, I guess, first and foremost, let's get into it, man. So, we had Versus last night. And at first, I really wasn't into this one. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, so this is Nelly versus Ludacris, right? So I was like, oh, man, I thought it would have been a better matchup if it was like Nelly versus Ja Rule or something like that, because I think Nelly and Ja Rule got kind of similar style, even though one is from St. Louis, the other one from New York. I just think they got that song kind of rap kind of thing going, and they both had a wave, and they both was kind of popular at the same time, but, like, you know, in two different parts of the country. But Nelly and Luda actually wasn't as bad as I thought it would, you know, would be. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right. Well, I was kind of bored and shit. I was like, all right, me and my wife was chilling. Like, all right, we might as well just watch this. Because part of the Versus was dope about it is, once again, it's just seeing all the other people to come through and you know, and participate. You know what I'm saying? Just in the comments. So, you know, you get the usual suspects. Like Snoop, you could tell he's just a fan of the Versus and the music because he usually always in the chat. But some of the other people that was in the chat, this brand brought about all types of different. Yeah, Bum B from UGK. Yeah, Big Boy from Outkast. So a lot of the Southern people came and represented that. I guess that's because of, you know, Luda so loved, you know, being from ATL. So it was just dope, man. It was an interesting dynamic. It was just cool because, you know, Luda was like the baby face, you know what I'm saying, because everybody really turned up this Versus. And who knew was the babyface Teddy Riley one. That's when it just, like, you know, I love the RZA, you know what I'm saying, DJ Premier one, because I'm just, you know, I love that hip-hop, old-school music. You know, I love music, but I still got, like, a affinity for that as well, so to see them two. But then what turned it all the way up was the babyface and, you know, Teddy Riley, because they were, like, two old dudes and, you know, seeing an older dudes from a different generation. And, like, we were just talking about the slow jam music and shit like that. So that kind of brought that back. And Teddy Riley became, like, you know what I'm saying, a born-again celebrity just off the fact that how his shit was fucking up. But then he came back and, you know, kind of redeemed himself. So I say that to say this. It was like, and then Babyface was calm, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. He already had his playlist planned out. You could tell he kind of rehearsed and kind of knew what he was going to do. So Luda was kind of like that Babyface. You know, Luda was like, you know what I'm saying, and Luda used to be a DJ and, you know, used to be a radio host in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So he knows how to format songs and, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? If you come from a DJ's kind of point of view, you know what songs, the sequence and everything. So you could tell Luda, and the sound was exquisite, you know what I'm saying? So Luda had his shit, like, ready to go. Whereas Nelly, on the other hand, was kind of like the Teddy Riley. Shit was fucking up because the Wi-Fi was going in and out. And the funny, I got respect for Luda. Like, I fuck with Luda. You know, old school Luda, like, his first couple albums was dope. And shout out to your dude, Phil Mobb. I like the Georgia song. That shit was dope. So Luda had a wave, you know what I'm saying? He was putting people on. Nelly, I never was a big fan of Nelly. I really never was a fan of Nelly. I think he was mainly for the ladies or whatever. But I can't deny how popular he was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one of his albums went diamond, and that's just, you know, that's 10 times platinum. So that's like an exclusive, you know, you're in rare form if you have an album like that. So anyway, I say that to say this. The funniest part about it is the different styles, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Luda was just cool, calm, collected, and he, you know, Luda got songs, you know what I'm saying? He got hits, you know what I'm saying? It didn't maybe sell as much as Nelly's songs, but he was consistent. Both of them was consistent. When Nelly was in, because they was both at the same time, friend. It was that early 2000s wave. But the funny part about it is, I'd never seen somebody love their music as much as Nelly loved his music. Like, the way this dude was just like, he brought energy to his songs. Even if I didn't like the song, because I didn't like a lot of his songs that he played, but just his energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude loves his songs, man. It was just cool, man. So shout out to that. Like I said, these verses is always cool. You know what I'm saying? So people who maybe wasn't hip to the music, or, you know, was, you know, I don't know, wasn't plugged into that, or was too young at the time or whatever, it's cool how you can just get a, you know, get a taste of that vibe. So yeah, I just thought that was dope. And speaking of Nelly too, I was never a big fan of his music, but I thought he definitely showed some different qualities. Like I said, I'm a big sports guy. You know, I watch a lot of the sports shows. Not my favorite sports show now will probably be, you know, my dude Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports 1. That's why I always say I'm on my Cowherd stuff. I really like, I kind of, the people that's in radio and stuff like that, I kind of study them because, you know, I want to take some of those attributes, and I like, especially like Colin's show to me. Like, I love how he can, like, you know, it's like 2 hours, and it's basically him talking. He's got this other female named Joy Taylor that comes in and does the news and stuff like that. But I love his dynamic. I love how he can keep me captivated for like 2 hours. His show is like 3 hours, and it's just like all interesting. It's just him talking. So, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm taking bits and pieces from him. But anyway, I say that to say this. Before, it was Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless to me was a dude. Now he's a little older. It seems to get repetitive a little bit, but, you know, what was cool about Skip was, you know, he was an older dude, but he had his connections to, you know, some of the artists that's popular. Like Lil Wayne is one of his friends. They seem like they became friends and stuff like that. Lil Wayne has been on the show a couple times. He actually does the music to the intro of the Skip and Shannon Undisputed show. But another thing was, until Nelly, I think Nelly got into like a little bit of controversy. So he hasn't been on the show lately. I think he had like some type of bogus rape charge or something that came out like about a year ago. I think it got swept under the rug, especially now when he was back with the verses. So I think that's probably been handled or whatever. But Nelly used to come on Skip show back when I was first take, you know what I'm saying? And I always respected Nelly for the simple fact that he was a black dude, a modern day black dude, not no 70s, 80s black dude, but a modern day black dude that loved baseball. And I'm not a baseball fan at all, really, though. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm over baseball. But I think being that he's from St. Louis, Nelly, and the fact that St. Louis doesn't have a basketball team, doesn't currently have a football team. They did have the Rams, who moved back to L.A., the Rams, when they was the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner and that whole thing that they had. They won the Super Bowl. And that's when they won the Super Bowl, is when Nelly came out, and, you know, at the same time. So it was like St. Louis football teams, St. Louis, big-time rapper, Nelly. But anyway, they mainly know St. Louis is known for St. Louis Cardinals, which is a baseball team. So that kind of like love to analyze where people come from, you know what I'm saying, like their background, especially like music artists and stuff like that, because you can really understand why they make the music that they make. And Nelly, to me, the reason why I haven't been a fan of him, so to speak, because it's kind of different. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, females love him, but I think they like attracted to him. They like the way he look or whatever. Shout out to Nelly, too. I got to give him respect for, because he was taking down Ashanti. And Ashanti is like, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. But hashtag happy.
Well, she was bad, and then she got old lady, and then she got bad again. So
yeah, like you said it perfectly. She was bad, got a little old lady, and now she's bad again. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she got the following you. But anyway, Nelly, though, to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like a baseball player rapper, you know what I'm saying? And that's why he was a little different. I think that's why he appealed to the white, because you ain't going to go diamond unless white people really fucking with your shit, because they the ones that's really buying it. Once you get them buying your stuff, that's when it's through the roof. But then you got to watch out, because that's when you can become too commercialized and you don't get the respect from the streets no more. Nelly has been kind of been able to ride the fence. He didn't become all MC Hammerish where it just got too much, and you know, and then the street rappers start really disrespecting him and stuff like that. Nelly kind of, you know, he's kind of maintained like his street cred, so to speak, even though I'm not a big fan and nobody's going to say Nelly was a street rapper, but he still gets some respect. That's why he was on the Ludacris last night. But anyway, I guess the point I'm trying to make is the reason why I don't fuck with baseball is because Nelly was the one younger guy, early 2000s, through to now, that was really campaigning for baseball. Like, baseball needs to do some stuff to get black people back involved with baseball. Because blacks, you know, with Jackie Robinson back in, what, 50s, 60s, when he broke the color barrier and made sports diverse back in, like, the 50s, we used to play baseball, man. My father was a baseball player, you know what I'm saying? And, like, he was in Little League and stuff like that. I didn't play, but my pops had, like, a RIP. But he had an affinity for baseball. My grandfather, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So baseball was popping for black up until like the mid-80s, and then it started to change. And baseball just had a perfect opportunity if they would have just embraced Nelly and like brought him into the forefront. Like, let's do some things with Nelly. Let's have him in some of the promotions. Let's like make it younger, especially when he was popular. But and that's why I don't fuck with baseball, because you know, when the whole steroids era and all that came out, and then they Hall of Fame, and they just get so, like, they the guardians of heaven, you know what I'm saying? And they don't let people in for certain things, and the whole Pete Rose scandal, and they don't want to let him in, and, like, Barry Bonds, who, you know, I have respect for, too, as a baseball player, they never let him into a Hall of Fame. It just got all fucked up, you know what I'm saying, to the point that I don't even watch it. It's too boring. It doesn't look good on TV. It's cool to go to the game. Like, I've been to a few baseball games in my lifetime. Nice sport to go to the game in the summertime. I went with my job, like, last year. Cool. But as far as watching on TV, especially in the day and age that we are now, where it's like, you know, people's attention spans, this is not where it used to be, because there's so many other things to do, especially when people have their phones in their hands and stuff like that. So I just when I look at Nelly, I'm like, damn, baseball would have dropped the ball with this guy, because he could have really made baseball hip, you know, to a new generation, black generation and stuff like that. So all that went into that, and I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I was pleasantly surprised of, you know, how kind of, you know, good it was, you know what I'm saying? It was going back and forth, and it was good, man. The camaraderie was there, and that's that, man. So shout out to Versus. I can't wait to see what they got lined up next. Shout out to Timbaland and especially Swiss Beatz, man. They really organizing it, and it's really a good thing, man. Especially, you know, in the times that we're in now, it's cool. It's just keeping the culture alive. So, you know, like I said, we had Badu and Jill Scott last week, and Nelly and Ludacris this past weekend, and I'm eager to see who's going to come up next. So shout out to that. Switching gears, I want to shout out, you know, Trump. Shout out to Trump, man. you know what I'm saying? Like, I know as soon as I said this, it was probably a few listeners probably like rolling their eyes or like, oh man, this dude. But anyway, he's doing some innovative shit, man. I kind of like it. And maybe it takes me back to my childhood and stuff like that. But, you know, he had the Space Force flag was rolled out. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a ceremony that was at the White House. And basically they came to the White House, I guess, I don't even know who it was that actually presented the flag. But for the first time it was unveiled. And it was like the first time in like 70 years that a new part of the military was unveiled with a flag, official flag. So it was just big, man. And like, this Space Force thing, I think, is a big deal. I mean, it may not be a big deal now because you know, I mean, the technology is crazy, you know what I'm saying, right now. So we've seen that, but we haven't really seen no space technology. I mean, I think it's there, but we haven't seen it like in the forefront. I think it's definitely been hitting, and slowly but surely, it's going to be unveiled a little bit more, especially in the times that we're in now. I think they kind of like, you know, this is going to sound a little far-fetched, but I think this kind of what everybody wearing masks and shit like that and social distancing and stuff like that is kind of like a prelude or whatever to how life is going to be on Mars. What I mean by that is, even though if you, you know, search back Obama during his administration, he talked about, oh, yeah, 2030, you know, hopefully we'll be making space explorations to Mars, stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, in our lifetime, maybe it's not a big deal, but, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, as we grow older, you know, and we get into our older years, it's not going to seem so far-fetched anymore, you know, because right now with this whole space that I'd be trying to put people on, in my opinion, this whole Space Force program, as a nation, we got to be ahead of the game, because if somebody else is already doing this and they got a military up there, and say our satellite or our space station up there gets, you know, overwhelmed by some terrorists or whatever, if we don't have nobody, no armed military up there that can defend it, now that takes over, and if somebody takes over a satellite, fuck, that's all types of missiles, all types of shit. Like, all our technology, everything can be just turned on its head. So you got to have a military. Like, so the people that just diss Trump or get on Trump, like, saying, like, why the fuck are you doing this? There's so much stuff going on here that we need to, like, yo, you got to have, you got to try to work on, you got to, you know, of course you want to make sure that the nation is good. You got to do that. But at the same time, you still got to have forward thinking. You got to be looking towards the future. And I know I'm going on a long rant with this, but I think it's a big time thing, because, like I said, I've been reading this book as far as colonization and, like, the, you know, America. I talked about this with you and Smooth a few weeks back or whatever. I'm on this book or whatever. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the first wave of people to go to Mars and shit like that, because that's going to be a thing pretty – not soon, but I would say – 20 years from now, it won't sound as far-fetched as it may sound now. So, anyway, I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not going to rant on too much about that. You know, as this story unfolds, I'll keep you posted. But I think that's a big-time thing to kind of just keep your eye on the Space Force thing. You know, keep an eye on the people that's joining this thing and stuff like that. You know, if you start seeing commercials, you know how you see – be all that you can be, join the army, and the whole shit for the Marines and then the Air Force and stuff like that, then the Navy. It's going to be interesting when you start to see that first, now taking recruits for the Space Force or whatever, to see that happens. I mean, I think now they're going to try to, like, already, you know, go into the people that's already in, like, the Air Force and stuff like that. But once it gets a little bit more up and running, it's going to be very interesting to keep eye on, especially as you got kids, you know, that's going to be growing up into this new environment that we're in now. So,
right.
So, I'll put a pin in that for now. Then lastly, a couple things. Let's see here. I got two topics. We only got about 8 minutes left. All right. So I'm gonna get to this topic because I thought it was interesting. With OnlyFans blowing up right now, especially in the time that we're in. But I'm going to shout this one chick out. She's a porn star.
No, you're not. We don't promote.
Well, I'm going to shout her out a little bit. I'm not promoting her. It's a story, though. So her name is Aaliyah Hadid, right? Aaliyah Hadid is her name. So I just thought it was interesting because I just saw the story, like, last night. And I was like, all right, Aaliyah Hadid. And anyway, so she had, like, a pinned tweet, and it was like, Her boyfriend had just turned 22, right? I think she's like 24, so her boyfriend turned 22. And in the tweet, like in the little video, she's giving him 22 envelopes for his birthday, right? So 22 envelopes she gives him, and each envelope, I guess, has got like why she's thankful that they're together, right? So first envelope, it's $1,000. Second envelope, it's another $1,000. Third envelope, $1,000. Fourth envelope, $1,000. And so on and so on, all the way until we get to 22. So basically, she gave her boyfriend $22,000 for his birthday because he turned 22. And this is the part that I thought was interesting. So what I'm trying to tell you about OnlyFans. So she said in, like, the little tweet that she went from, she was, I guess she met him and she was into the porn, and then she's like, you know, when she met him, she really started doing the OnlyFans. And she said, you know, when she first started doing OnlyFans, she was making $5,000 to $7,000 a month, right? So I didn't do the calculations on that, but $5,000 to $7,000 a month. I didn't have my calculator. So basically, let's just take it. $7,000 a month, right? Oh, $360K. $7,000 a month. Times 12. So at first, $5,000 to $7,000. Let's go on the higher end. She was making $84,000, right? She said because she gave him the $22,000 on his birthday, when they really start making content together, now she says she's making $30,000 a month on OnlyFans. So when you calculate $30,000 a month times 12, that is $306,000 a year. So I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So shout out, because, I mean, look, I don't think she was just doing it for publicity. You know, and the dude was like, if you see his emotions, he was like, yeah, I wanted to make sure he captured his emotions, the ugly cry, whatever. As he's opened up each envelope with $1,000, you know, he's just emotional. And it was kind of heartfelt. Like, it was, you know, it was interesting, too, because it was like the family was there. It was like a really kind of heartfelt thing. And then you just saw in the comments, it was like, oh, you know, congratulations and all that other stuff. So it just goes to show you why the porn game is totally changed. And, like, I used to do my porn chicks, like, top 10 porn chicks. I did that a few times on a segment. Like, oh, this is the top 10. You know, porn women in the game. You know what I'm saying? I used to do that. I used to do it consistently because I was keeping my ear to the streets of the adult game. You know what I'm saying? I was on point with my DVDs and kind of seeing who was, like, really doing some things. But now it's different. I don't even buy the DVDs no more like that because it's like everything's on Pornhub or freaking Xvideo because the game has changed. And OnlyFans have turned the regular porn star who, you know, used to have to go to L.A. and get with an agent and get in these different companies to get on movies and stuff like that. And then you had to grind out, do so many scenes or whatever to really get your name out there and so forth and so on. Now with the OnlyFans connected with Twitter, man, they just become an entrepreneur. So,
I feel like this is why my movement would make so much sense because so many regular girls, they're just seeing it as the money and they don't understand the outcome of the situation, how it's going to be when that shit dry up. Because like anything else, it does dry up. The game does change. Somebody's going to come through with the next big thing, and then you can't do that. And so this is why more than ever that I want to be out here talking to these people that just see, oh, it's a bunch of money, let me go and get it. In actuality, like, that shit gonna change. Just like everything else, it changed with the wind. It changed when I was in the game. You know what I'm saying? And there's gonna be somebody that come along and do what they're doing and knock them off, and then it's gonna be overly saturated and so on and so forth. So, you know, this is why I wanna mentor these girls. It's not really worth it. It's not worth it. You see some quick money, and it's like you hear her story. So she went from that to that, right? And so she can put that story out there and be like, wait, you making that amount of money? But everybody's not going to be able to do that. And so when that content is out there, you can't pull it back. And you got to live with a stigma for the rest of your life. And everybody's not equipped with it. I still live with it, and I've been straight, done turned around and did all types of things, but I'm okay with it. Everybody can't handle that. You have women committing suicide and so on and so forth. So
I'm glad
I definitely want to get into it and, you know, try to help and guide them in the right direction because that's not the thing to do.
I didn't want to promote it because it's like drug dealing in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
that's why I said, no, you're not going to promote it. And so at the end of the day, it's like people hear that. They hear those numbers and think, oh, I can do it too. I can do it too. A lot comes into that point in how you're getting paid. Number one, your skin color. Yes, it plays a major part in how you get paid and a lot of other things that come along with that. If you think you can be on there just dancing, guess what? It evolves. Every girl that made their name as the twerk queen, king, or whatever the case may be, they ended up in the sex industry. So it's a whole big thing, and I'm just, you know, I'm ready to do what I do.
That's what I'm saying. So, and that's why I wanted to bring this story to you, too, because I thought it was very interesting. And like I said, I don't want to And I'm glad. Okay, so I see what you was trying to say. I wasn't trying to promote it, like you know what I'm saying. Like I just, it was a story. I thought it was an interesting story, and you're not going to see the story being talked about anyplace else. And that's why, that's what makes our show authentic, unique, and different. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Because we bring it to you raw, uncut, real shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna get it, you know, or whatever, commercialized or whatever the case may be. But I'm glad that you brought some levity to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a drug deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might be on, but that shit's going to happen. Then what happens? So anyway.
Oh, the new Miss Lovely Black, it's being revamped. You can check it out. New pictures and everything going up. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK. Yes, that is actually getting a makeover. I'm so excited. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It should be done within the next 3 days. So just, you know, play around with it. Go back and check. But, yeah, that's definitely coming up.
All right, so you know, shout out to everybody out there. So definitely, I already checked it. Black already done put out the show, so I'm definitely gonna retweet that. So anybody that might have missed the show live, definitely check out the retweet. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen. As always, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk TAWK. If you want to put a name with the face, follow me on Instagram, MoBins MOBINNS. If you want to be on the show, slide the DMs. And, you know, fuck with us, man. We got a movement going on. We bring it to you live consistently every Sunday night. That's it, man. Everybody be safe. And we'll see you, you know, same time next week with a different topic. Keeping it sexy as always.
Yeah.